Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune into Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, October 31st. Do you know what today is?
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. We have no costumes, of course, but we have some decorations.
Yeah.
So that feels good. Feels like a holiday.
Definitely.
And once these go down, then we start with the Christmas decorations, right?
Yeah.
Or do we wait for next
Thanksgiving
month?
And then,
Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Right? There's no decorations for Thanksgiving, though, are there? I've seen, like, turkeys hanging and
yeah,
stuff, right?
And maybe, like, I don't know, I think of, like, orange-colored leaves for fall.
I guess. Now, Thanksgiving is an American holiday, right? You guys
yeah.
didn't have that in
no.
England.
Yeah. No.
It's not a religious holiday. It's just to mark, I guess, the pilgrims, right?
Yeah. And here. This is going to be my fifth or my sixth Thanksgiving? Mm. I don't know. Whatever it is. But my mom and stepdad are going to be here. So now they're going to have a culture shock. Like, what is this? This is what Americans celebrate?
Yeah, exactly. But they love it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's food involved. People like that.
Exactly. And Thanksgiving dinner is a lot like our Christmas dinner.
Yeah, huh?
And that's what we have at Christmas. I mean, we have a turkey or a chicken or a big meat, yeah. I guess.
Right. Ham, maybe.
And then vegetables. But that's our Christmas dinner.
Right.
Whereas Christmas dinner isn't as, well, from what I've seen, it's not as traditional. Like
right.
some people maybe eat ribs or some people order Chinese. And they tend to do the same thing every year. But it's
right.
not like Thanksgiving is the turkey dinner. And that's
yeah.
kind of what our Christmas dinner is in England.
I know. I still don't understand why people have to eat so much. I mean, just eat as much as you normally do, and
it's
that's it.
It's
know?
Just an excuse to eat.
I guess it is.
You
know,
everyone wants an excuse to eat a lot.
That's
and
true,
it's
but
perfect.
How can you eat more than your body can take? That's what I don't
oh,
understand.
I can. I just could eat, and it's like when I go out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm the worst at buffets.
Really? You eat a lot?
Because it's like, well, you have to have some of all of it, and then
right.
in my mind, I'm like, well, I want to get my money's worth, too, and, you know?
And it
so,
is a buffet, so I better
exactly.
get more food.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to have a salad, you have to have an appetizer, salad, main course, uh-huh. dessert,
I know.
Coffee.
Yeah.
You have to have it all.
And then you eat way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. That's what, I mean, the turkey dinner is just like a buffet, you know what I mean?
Right.
They put it there, you can take as much as you want.
Yeah, and then there's all the sides.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's more than enough for everybody,
mm-hmm.
usually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
It's not easy cooking a turkey, though, huh? Have you ever tried before?
No.
Yeah.
I
know, just buy a made one, you know, ready-made one.
I think that's past my cooking abilities right now.
Really?
I don't think I'll make that until I really have to.
I know. And many people try, but they do a terrible job in cooking the turkey, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to make it dry.
Right.
You know? So
yeah.
a lot of people don't like turkey either. I'm okay with it, you know. When it's cooked and hot, though, it smells, don't you think?
I don't know.
I found that it smells a little bit.
I like the leg.
Like
I don't
chicken.
Really like the breast. It's kind of like
yeah.
chicken, too. I prefer the leg. But
the
duck
dark.
Is my favorite.
Yeah? Duck?
Yeah. Duck, yeah.
Oh, really?
But no one eats it in America.
Well, I know.
People in England do, but no one really... You can't just go to the grocery store and get, like, half a duck.
Right.
Well, you can in England.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a thing, part of a... the Chinese menu in England, it's called Peking duck, and it's duck and it's like pancakes with spring onion, cucumber, hoisin sauce, and that's
wow,
so good.
What a mixture.
You can't
of things.
Get that.
Yeah.
You can't get that here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless you maybe go to a British restaurant or something. Maybe they have it.
I guess.
There,
but
know.
It's like it's a Chinese thing.
Oh,
in England.
Okay.
So
yeah, the Peking
yeah.
duck. Okay, that's
yeah.
right.
So yeah. when you go to a Chinese restaurant, they don't have it here, and then an English restaurant, it's more fish and chips and that kind of thing. So it's
right.
like in the middle where they don't have
right.
They don't have it, but it's so good.
Yeah, you see, I heard my brother and his friend went to China, and they were telling us about all the strange food they eat there. And he says like they eat like duck beaks and things like that.
Oh,
you
wow.
know? I mean, my God, you know. Some stuff sounds disgusting to me. Yeah. I don't know how people can eat that. But ducks also, it's pretty cute animal, you know? I mean, yeah. To eat it is pretty,
tastes so
pretty
good,
lousy.
I know. It's probably my favorite meat.
Really? Yeah. I've never had any.
Really? Oh, it's
so
good.
I'm curious.
It's really good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope they take the ducks that are not so cute.
You're not cute, so you're gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you have any Halloween plans tonight?
Do I? No, of course not.
So you're not dressing up?
I'm not dressing up. No party. Maybe, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll find something.
Yeah.
Nobody invited me yet, so I'm not going to any parties. But actually, tonight I have to work till 9 anyway.
Oh.
I forgot, yeah. But yeah, I'm not a big participant in Halloween, you know. I mean, it's just like I see it more as a children's holiday.
Right.
You know, but adults enjoy it. I mean, I'm not taking that away from them and everything. I just feel silly wearing a costume, you know. That's why I don't go to many Halloween parties, because you have to dress up, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel silly. I don't know.
Me and my boyfriend are going to our friend's house, and he's Mrs. Doubtfire, which is hilarious. He looks really funny. But I was at Party City yesterday. It's so overwhelming there.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I didn't know what I wanted to be. So it was just like, I have no idea. There's so much stuff there.
Wow.
They had some cool stuff for an Egyptian woman, I guess. Egyptian queen. I don't know.
Cleopatra, maybe?
Yeah, kind of. Uh-huh. But then I'm going to be a flapper. Do you know
flapper,
what that? It's like one of those. I guess that's what it's called. I didn't know that. They wear like a dress that has tassels coming off it, and like has a long thing for a cigarette, and like short. I got a black wig, like a short, short haired black wig, because that's what they wear, and feathers and a feather boa.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool.
So, because I have a dress like that, that's why.
Oh okay.
I got it a long time ago. And I was looking at the pictures of the costume, and I was like, wait, I have a dress like that. I was like, that could be a really easy costume.
That's
but
true.
I've worn that dress normally. Uh-huh. I didn't realize that it was just like a Halloween costume, which is embarrassing.
Yeah, it makes you wonder about your taste in clothes.
Yeah, right? Like, oh, well, great. But I'm excited. And then wearing a wig is cool.
Yeah, you like that?
I get to be somebody else for the night.
Yeah.
I sent my mom a photo. She was like, oh my gosh, doesn't even look like you.
Well, that's what Halloween's supposed to be like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Supposed to be totally different from what you are.
Maybe it'll make me dye my hair brunette again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know where all the trick-and-treaters are, because in the past several years, I don't think anybody came to our building. But I think that's the problem. It's a locked building, you know, so they can't
go in. Right, they can't
get in. So they just go more to the houses and stuff,
yeah.
You know. Not so much into apartments. And but, you know, I mean, I haven't even seen them on the street or anything, so I don't know. But today it's a lot safer. They take the young kids to the mall to trick-or-treat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, I mean, many people do. I know that we did when the kids were very young.
You know,
like toddlers. It's because it's safer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the stores have candy and everything for everybody. So that's what they do. And but it's fun. I remember when my kids grew up a little bit, and they were still kids, but we'd go out with them and stuff, and it was fun, you know.
Yeah.
Always a very cold night on Halloween.
And it's pretty, I mean, it's not super warm today, and
right.
It rained last night, and it's supposed to rain tonight.
It rained last night?
Yeah.
Really? Where you are?
Yeah.
Really?
Did it not rain up here?
No, no.
And that's
where
the valley needs it the most. But
yeah,
it rained. I mean, when I woke up this morning, I'd watched on the news that it was supposed to rain, but this morning when I woke up, the cars were going past, and you could hear the shh.
Right.
From the rain, and I was like, wow, I feel like I'm in England.
Yeah,
that's all
there
hear.
You go. Well, maybe it's a good sign. Maybe we'll get a wet winter, right? I don't know.
Well, there's some kind of, it's not a storm, but something's passing over, which is why.
Yeah, that's the only way we get rain is some freak storm or something, you know. Nothing regular at all. So we don't have a guest for today, but there's plenty to discuss, I guess. It's been kind of dry with guests. I don't know what happened. Everybody's disappeared. But
it's getting to the holiday season.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. A lot of people I know are traveling.
Really?
Yeah. It's I think the economy is doing better. You know, people are spending more money and stuff, which is cool. You know, I was reading how the I guess the stock market's gone through some, it's taken some beating, but yesterday it was doing pretty well. So
back up, yeah.
Yeah, so who knows what's going on. But the thing is, they're saying consumer confidence is up. I know the Fed, the Federal Reserve Bank, is cutting down the stimulus for the economy. So they must feel that things are okay. The economy can be on its own now.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign. You know,
definitely.
I'm happy about that. And they're saying, you know, some of the indicators are better than they've been in 7 years and stuff. So maybe we've reached the end. You know, it's funny because I sort of predicted this because it always seems to happen. Seven bad years and seven good years, you know. And this is stuff that happened in the Bible, too. But if you notice, many times it happens that way, you know.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we started in 2007. Now it's 2014. The economy sucked all these years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll
maybe there's something
up.
To it. I hope so. I'm ready for seven good years now. We can't take much more, right?
So 2021, that might be a crash again.
Yeah, probably. But we'll worry about it then, you know. Yeah. Right now, it's like, give us some prosperity, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Have people spend money.
Yeah, for sure.
And then everybody makes money, you know. People hire, people get more jobs.
Yeah.
And they're more confident to spend money.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, a lot of stuff happening. I guess, did you hear that Apple CEO came out as gay?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, they made a big deal out of it because I guess Apple is a big company and stuff and he's in the public eye. But
I think it's a really positive thing.
Yeah, huh?
I think the more people that come out that are in the public eye, the more accepted it's going to be.
Right. That's true, you know.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm proud to be gay and I consider being gay among the greatest gifts God has given me. That's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
To feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And, well, he's got a lot to feel good about.
And just be happy. I mean, it's all about just being happy, no matter what your sexual preferences or race or religion. It's all about just being happy.
Right. And you know what I've read? That happiness is a rather modern thing. You know, people didn't used to feel they deserved happiness. They were living for other things, you know, to support the family, to do this, to do that. But now we're at times where we can actually afford to pursue happiness and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's in our constitution, but it's something that I think the Western world has taken more to heart, you know, about reaching happiness and stuff.
Yeah,
because you know, if you're not happy, nothing works out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe people never were really familiar with the concept of being happy.
And you only get one life.
Yeah. You know, so you gotta, you know, if you're not satisfied with the way things are, man, and, you know, if you hate yourself for being gay or not being like everybody else, that really screws up your life, you know, and I feel bad for them.
Definitely.
And the interesting thing is, you know, with the gay marriage and everything, that the Supreme Court doesn't want to touch that. But they're saying it's too late to go back, you know. I mean, way too many states already approving it and recognizing it and stuff, you know. So I hope that, you know, we see. I mean, at our times, I don't see it being such a big deal being gay. In fact, sometimes it helps people in many ways because they can allow themselves to be themselves.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, and it can't be, I mean, living in fear and living in with not telling the truth and not being able to express yourself, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. 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 I know. But he, I guess he felt pressure to come out and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Apparently, the airplanes of the future won't have windows. They will have it'll be floor-to-ceiling sky views. So I don't know if that is
like probably cameras
the
or something?
Sky or photos.
Mm. It's probably going to be cameras, you know, filming what's outside. I wonder why they won't have the windows, though.
I know, I don't know. But that's apparently what the airplane of the future. But I feel like that would be freaky.
Yeah.
I don't know. That, I don't know if I would like that, because that's like you're so close to, feels like there's not even a wall.
Right.
So I think I would prefer to have a wall and just a window.
Yeah.
Or maybe make the windows a bit bigger.
But yeah.
It doesn't need to be all camera or sky.
I know.
Even
why
the
would
ceiling
they take it
too?
Out? I don't see how it gets in the way. Maybe it does.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that would be...
I know. That even make you even more claustrophobic.
Right.
For crying out loud,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh boy, that's right there. Like,
yeah.
Nothing. If we crash, then we're just falling.
Yeah.
But then if it was dark, the plane would just be all black. So.
Right.
I don't know. Sounds kind of strange.
Well, maybe they turn it off at that point, you know.
Maybe.
I'm just thinking sort of like a projection or something, you know.
Yeah.
Or something
maybe.
Like that on the walls.
Yeah.
That, it seems more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. It
who
seems
needs
like
that?
It's just for show and not helping the airplane. What does that matter if?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how they would attract passengers either, you know.
The Virgin airplanes are the coolest planes that I've ever been on. Because, I mean, it was probably like a year ago. But the whole plane is the lights that are used. It just makes it look purple and blue and it looks like you're in a spaceship. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely futuristic looking.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I never flew on Virgin. Maybe I should.
So comfy. A lot of leg room.
Really?
I really liked the flight. Yeah.
Wow. I wonder, are they expensive or are they pretty much in line with everybody?
I think they're pretty much in line.
Mm.
I definitely wouldn't have paid for extra to go on them. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't like planes. I used to. I guess I do, you know, for short flights and stuff. But those overseas flights, I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to break it up probably into one or two legs of the trip so I can stop somewhere and actually stretch. And stuff,
you could do New York and then somewhere.
Yeah, in Europe and stuff.
Yeah.
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 I know. That's what some people do. Or I'm just thinking maybe, you know, fly to Amsterdam, stay there for a couple of days and then come, you know.
Yeah.
That might be cool too.
Yeah, definitely.
There or, anywhere else, you know. It just that, I'll tell you what's cool. When you go to like some cities and stuff, you know, and if you go alone and stuff, there's not much to do. But in Amsterdam, they've got all the coffee shops and the bars and stuff. The coffee shops is where you actually get high and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what they call them, coffee shops. Nobody drinks coffee there. But, you know, between those and the bars and all the cafes to hang out, you don't feel alone, you know. You start talking to people and stuff. I went there alone once and I had a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love Europe. I think it's
great. Europe is amazing.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I can't wait to go home.
Yeah.
At some point next year sometime. Next year sometime.
Yeah. So I don't know how I'm going to manage that, but I have to.
Yeah.
I have to, you know. I realize that my parents are not suffering as much as they appear to. It's only because they feel alone, you know, and stuff.
Right.
Me and my two brothers are away. Mm-hmm. We live in different countries. And, you know, your parents get older. Their friends get older. They can't get out of the house as much.
Yeah.
And things like that. So
they're lonely.
Yeah. You know, so when they get people coming over, they're happy.
Yeah.
And so that's why I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I really need to go. You know, I'm not looking forward to flying, but I have to go. So
yeah.
So I will. ISIS is continuing to enrage everybody. Now there's more news of 2,500 Yazidi women kidnapped and raped and sold to on the market, like wives and stuff. And the thing is that I know that in wartime. Rape takes place to demoralize the enemy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it does it quite well because I don't see anything much worse than doing that.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're probably taking women that are already married and stuff,
right.
You know.
Away
and these
families,
are like religious people. So imagine, I mean, they totally destroy their lives.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, The thing is, ISIS is pretty much doing what they want to do and nobody's stopping them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. But the thing is that, again, I don't think the answer is for America to go in and do this. There's other people that are more involved, more affected by this, that should fight this. And they don't. They're all a bunch of cowards, you know. And, you know, because I'll tell you why. You know, I mean, I'm doing some reading and stuff on history and all that stuff. And the thing is, the truth is, since the Korean War, America has not won a war. You know, Vietnam was pathetic. You know, the other wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and all that, nothing came out of it.
Yeah.
And so I'm afraid we won't be able to win this one either.
Right.
But going in as a coalition, and they've been talking about this for like a year now. And nobody's doing anything. I don't see any coalition doing anything other than just dropping some bombs that will do nothing. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. These are like guerrilla fighters. If they had like a bunch of soldiers invading a town and stuff, there's nobody to stop them, you know? You can't stop them from the air. And so this is an all-out war, but the world is just sitting idle by and watching this happen.
Yeah,
you know,
but I don't think a lot of other countries have the resources that they need to be able to beat somebody like this.
Yeah, but as a coalition, you know, you join forces and stuff, you know. But
right.
I mean, and there's countries that are militarily strong in the Middle East and stuff, you know. It's just that
mm-hmm.
nobody's really doing anything serious, and that's really, I mean, look, they took out all males older than 10 years old. At the local school, took him outside and shot them all.
Yeah, it's yeah. awful.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is like the worst that can happen. And it's happening out there. And I don't know. The world is not doing anything, man. And so I really feel bad for these people because the families are broken. The women are... you know, and they're taking... They're doing everything to humiliate them, you know.
Yeah.
Taking their jewelry, their money, separating men from the women, raping the women. Yeah, how much worse can it get? I don't know. But to let it get out of hand here. And, you know, I think it's because they're not really a country. You know, if it was a country, you'd know where to attack and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know. But they're just spread all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, wow. I just can't believe how strong they've become while... The world is just watching,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's frightening.
Yeah. Mike Tyson came out, said he was sexually abused as a child.
Really?
Yeah. He says when he was about 8 years old, 7 years old, this man that he didn't know sexually abused him as a seven-year-old kid.
Wow.
He says, snatched me off the street, never seen him again. So...
He has a new TV show coming out. It's a cartoon series called Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Oh, really?
On Adult Swim Network. Yeah.
And he's going like to do the voice?
Yeah, it's like a Scooby-Doo kind of show.
Oh, wow.
it looked weird
yeah.
when I saw the commercial for it, but I'm sure people will watch it because it's Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, he's wild, this guy. He seems to have settled down in his older age, you know.
Yeah.
He's 48 now. And they were asking him, this was on a radio show, and they asked him if that encounter drastically changed him, and he said he didn't know. But I bet you when something like this happens,
yeah.
you carry a lot of anger.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. The stuff that people do to kids, you know, I mean, I just don't understand. You
yeah.
know, they just brought up again... you may not have been privy to this because this happened a long time ago, but there's a movie maker named Roman Polanski, and he used to make a lot of cool movies and stuff. He was charged. My browser's totally like frozen here. Okay, there we go. He was charged with underage sex with a 13-year-old back in the 1970s.
Wow.
That was a long time ago. And but he still got an arrest warrant, but he fled. After he admitted he was guilty, he fled. So into Europe, and he's been living in Europe all this time. So I guess now he's in like Poland trying to make a movie, and but the Polish government won't extradite him because they're saying there's not enough information, not enough evidence to arrest him. So
Polish?
No, he's not. Well, maybe he is. You know, I mean, it sounds like his last name is Polanski. Yeah.
But and even was, Roman is kind of a...
Yeah, that's true. But, of course, he was in the United States when this happened.
Right.
And he bailed. And every few years they talk about it and stuff, you know. Apparently, the girl, who's obviously now a woman, forgave him, you know, and asked for the case to be dismissed in 1997.
Wow.
But never happened.
Yeah.
So... God, he was like 40 when he did this. He was 43 years old, and she was 13.
Wow! So how old is he now? 70, 80?
God, you're right. He must 19? Be pretty old, yeah. Right? Yeah, this is like 30 years. Yeah, he's probably 75, 78 or something. Wow. Yeah.
I found an article that it was just among the news. It's 5 things never to ask in a job interview. I read these and I was like, if anyone ever asks any of these questions, then they should just, I mean, I feel like it's common knowledge.
Yeah.
What does the company do? Which, I mean, you should do research before you go in.
God.
What's the drug testing policy? Like,
duh, right?
How long until I can have the job? Which, I mean, you could say that differently, but that's a question at some point that will be spoken about. But I guess you don't have to be that blunt.
Right.
Overtime. Question about overtime. And then asking any question that you've already spoken about, like already been told the answer to.
Right.
But it's like, who wrote an article like that? I mean, do people really have to read that to know those questions?
People do stupid things, I'm telling you, you know. I mean, I put out an ad for some help with a station here, and I gotta tell you, man, it's like you get so many applicants that you become overwhelmed, you know.
Yeah, I bet.
And that's why, you know, as an applicant, you don't think about it. You go, gee, they should see me, they should call me and stuff like that. But sometimes they may not even get to you.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I realized that because, I mean, it's just like you go through so many people, and obviously you can't interview them all. So you go and you try to filter through all of them. But it's still a difficult process also because people are like, you can see they really need a job, you know. And
yeah.
They're qualified and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't hire all of them. You can only hire one.
Yeah.
You know. And
I feel like the first stage would be the hardest, trying to weave out which ones you should bring in for an interview.
Right.
It's like, what if you say no to somebody that's a really good candidate
right.
in person, but just because something doesn't stand out on their resume or
right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So, but I one thing I can tell you, following up helps, because if you follow up after you sent in the application, you're going to stand out.
Yeah.
You're going to stand out because not that many people do that.
Right.
You know, and it's going to bring your application to the top. So I definitely recommend following up when you apply for a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the worst thing that they can tell you is we haven't gotten to you or whatever, you
right.
know. Or,
but at least
or you're not qualified or whatever.
Yeah.
But at least you'll know.
Yeah, definitely.
So this is like from the other side, from the employer side. And I can tell you that it can be very hard. I mean, people have to really get some experience out there in whatever it is they want to do, you know.
Right.
I mean, in the beginning of your career, of your life, you should definitely, accept any job, you know, McDonald's, whatever. Just get some work experience, you
yeah.
know. You've got to. And, you know, and then, you know, the thing is, you got to understand something. If you've had experience in real estate or something, and then someone's looking for a broadcast engineer, you're probably not going to get the job.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that are more qualified than you.
Yeah.
So you're setting yourself up for a failure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a broadcasting job, then you got to have some broadcasting background, at least some education or something.
Right.
And vice versa, you know. I mean, you don't get into real estate if you haven't done it before.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't have the license and all that. So, you know, people really should be aware of what's going on. And finding a job, I think, is a whole process that you have to be good at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like finding a mate or something, you know.
Right. I think you have to find a way to stand out.
Yeah. You really do, because there's just too many people in the world.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't always used to be like that. But now it is. Too many people in the world. Everybody wants the same thing, especially in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Everybody comes from all over the world to be here, try to be Tom Cruise and,
yeah,
and Katie Holmes.
Yeah. The Spanish police have arrested 9 people, which includes one of the country's biggest drug smugglers, after they found cocaine hidden in bananas that was a shipment from Colombia.
Wow.
They uncovered 54 kilos, 120 pounds of high-quality cocaine.
Wow. Can you imagine how much time it would take to put the cocaine in the bananas and then seal them so you can't tell?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was sniffer dogs that uncovered.
Yeah.
It all.
That's usually the case, you know?
Yeah.
How do these people hope to get away with this? But you know what I think they're thinking, the way their thinking goes is, we're going to try so many different things, and one of them is going to get through.
Right.
You know, so they try different methods and stuff, and apparently it's working for them.
I mean, bananas isn't something that you would, I guess, expect.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, they try different methods, and maybe sometimes the dogs don't pick it up.
Right.
And they get through, so maybe it's worth it for them. It's part of doing business, is losing all that cocaine.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of coke, man.
Yeah.
How much was it worth, did you say?
125 pounds of cocaine.
Oh, pounds. Wow.
I don't know how much.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of money.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess cocaine is still popular, you know. I thought it was sort of like forgotten in the 80s and 90s, but I think it's back, you know. They say that... I mean, my kids say when they go to parties, people do coke all the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's, I guess, scary. The top guy that they got had been on the run for 17 years.
Wow.
Oh, no, sorry. He'd been on the run since 2006. He'd been sentenced to 17 years.
Oh, wow.
For smuggling and other crimes. But he'd been on the run for, I mean, since 2006. That's a long time.
Yeah, I know. Not to be caught, huh?
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
It is. Yeah. Talking about being arrested, I guess Suge Knight, who is, what is he, a rapper or something?
I have no idea.
You don't know who he is?
No.
Yeah, I never, I just heard of his name. I never even knew what he looked like until now. But he was arrested, I guess, for snatching a photographer's camera last month. So.
Sounds like what happened to Kim Kardashian, Kanye West.
Oh, he did the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something happened there too.
Right. Apparently, you know, I mean, this is not like a big deal, but he's facing 30 years in prison. 30 years, but that's because he had like prior conviction of assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So if he was like out on bail or something or you know, whatever, on probation,
mm-hmm.
then...
when this happened, yeah.
Yeah. Then he's obviously in deep doo-doo. And I don't understand people doing this, although all I can tell you is many of these rappers come from broken homes, from terrible neighborhoods, and they suddenly become rich and famous, and they don't know how to handle this, I think.
But, yeah, and a lot of the songs are about what they've been through. And
yeah, yeah. And violence and stuff, you know. I mean, I don't understand that. I don't know his particular music, so I can't say. But just in general, rap music just sounds angry.
Yeah, it
really
does.
Sounds angry. You know,
yeah.
People play it really loud. Sometimes you hear people in cars, and they, you know, they just blast it.
And when they have the bass thing,
yeah,
it like makes the whole car shake.
Shake.
It's just like, oh my god! And even if you can't hear the words, you can just hear the bass, and you know,
right.
It's like, my car's shaking because of your stupid bass. Like, turn it off. No one wants to hear that.
Right.
That's, I hate that.
Are you?
When you sat at a red light, it's like, boom, boom.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
I know.
But then it's the rattle with it because the bass is shaking in the
right.
in the trunk. It's like, that's not cool. No one enjoys it.
It's amazing how sound can actually create movement, huh?
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's how speakers work, you know.
Did you hear about the plane that crashed in Kansas into a... It crashed in an airport, I guess, but it killed 4 people and 5 were injured.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about this. It, like, crashed into a flight safety building or something, they say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yikes.
Wow. That's pretty scary, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the I'm telling you, airplanes really start to scare me, man.
Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I know.
I shouldn't have brought that one up.
I know, like the other night I wanted to watch that that movie Flight with Denzel Washington. Is that what it was called? Mm. Flight? I thought I better not, because I guess it's like a plane almost crashing or whatever there is going on.
I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah. I hope they sure don't show that movie in the airplanes.
I always think of Final Destination, those movies. They always show, like, I mean, I've been on a tanning bed probably like 3 times. The first time, my friend had to come in with me because I was so scared.
Really?
Because, well, firstly, the stand-up tanning beds are just petrifying. It's so small. There's no way. I would be so claustrophobic, thinking if the door locks, I'm going to burn to death.
Right.
But in Final Destination, there's a plant pot that falls off the sunbed and like locks the girl in, so she burns to death. So I made my friend come in there with me. I was like, I do not want this thing to close. It was awful. But then there's also, he envisions that the plane is going to crash, so doesn't get on the plane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty... I never saw these movies, but I remember seeing trailers for
them.
They're
creepy.
Yeah, they are creepy, huh? People die in all kinds of different ways.
Yeah, like one car gets stuck on a train track.
Wow.
And the seatbelts are locked, the car, they can't get out the car. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this tanning bed sounds like MRI or something, you know, when you go into that thing where it's so claustrophobic. Yeah.
MRI machine's awful.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I hope I never have to go through one, because I would freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you close your eyes and you don't look, you know.
It's still that, you know, you're in there.
Yeah.
It's awful.
No.
Not fun.
But I guess they do give you a button to pull you out if you need to or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you freak out.
Still not fun. Because you know you have to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if you press the button, you're going to have to get it done at some point.
Exactly.
So.
You'll have to come back.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. So the Ebola thing is still going on, and that nurse is really getting pissed off now, because she says she has no symptoms, and they're still asking her to stay at home for 21 days.
And the same people should be 3 feet away from her. She was on a bike ride. And reporters were like, say something. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a reporter. And have to be close to her, because she's putting everyone else in danger. Because, I mean, there's some people that haven't shown symptoms for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So what if she suddenly does? Then she's put people in danger.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because she's been close to it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
She was in Ebola. She was in West Africa treating patients. So she's been right there.
Oh, okay. Is that the one, or is that the one from Texas and stuff?
No, I think this is... Well, there's one person. The one I'm thinking of is... She came back from West Africa.
Okay.
But maybe it's a different person.
Yeah, I don't know. But she's tested positive. Yeah.
At this point, I kind of think it's selfish. I mean, for such a big thing that's happening, I think you should just suck it up for 3 weeks and...
Right.
I mean...
You're right. She was treating Ebola patients in Sierra Leone. So, and that's in Africa.
Yeah.
So you're right. Wow. Yeah, and, you know, I mean... Look, I can understand on the one hand, you feel like the whole world is against you. People don't want to be with you or next to you and stuff. You become like a disease.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a pretty shitty feeling. But at the same time, you have to understand that I'm sure if it was somebody else and she had to be exposed to it, she would be irritated too.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
She'd insist also that people be quarantined until...
Definitely. So I think she's acting in a very, I guess, fucking selfish way.
Right.
I just think it's, I mean, it's not worth it.
No,
it's
no.
Not
she's
worth
been
it.
Rebellious about it.
Yeah.
Just stay at home and shut up, you know?
Yeah.
What the hell? But this Ebola thing is scary, man.
Yeah, it is, and it's serious, which is why I think she should just stay at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She doesn't know. What if she does have it?
Right.
You know, take care of yourself.
Yeah, completely.
They're talking a lot about online harassment. 40% of web users have been harassed, a survey said, and online, you know. And they're saying that 73% witnessed somebody being harassed online. Have you ever been harassed online?
No.
Yeah, I can't see why you would. I mean, you don't do harm to anyone. But it's like, you know, I mean, but what's being harassed online? What does that mean?
I have no idea.
They're saying that mostly younger women are the subject of this, which makes sense. You know, I mean, people try
Maybe it's people like Facebook messaging you and like keep...
Right.
But I think it's...
stalking
it's
you.
If you accept people that you don't know. And I've seen people that I know like post photos where they'll message somebody saying, do I know you?
Right.
The person that friended them, and then they'll be like, no. And it's like, and then they have a conversation about why they friend request them. And it's like, then they'll say, oh, I was being harassed. It's like, well, why did you message them in the first place when it's somebody you don't know? And why, like, just don't do anything. Just don't friend them. Ignore it. And, you know, just don't accept them.
That's
true. So I think a lot of people kind of bring it on themselves if they say, do I know you? How did you find me? It's like... I mean, if you have a Facebook account, I feel like it's somebody can, I don't know, your name might pop up somewhere.
Right.
Like, that's just Facebook, I think. Like, when you sign up and put yourself on social media and on the internet, I think that that's just what's going to happen. So just ignore the people.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess some people get, like, physical threats and stalking and sexual harassment.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, that's
saying these are often reserved for women, which, it makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
It's like that in the real world, too.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, what I did on Facebook now is, you know, people help themselves to my wall. And they think they can, like, start posting things there and promote their own shit on my wall. And I don't get that, you know. I do give permission to everyone to write on my wall, but write something you know, that involves me. You know, what the hell are you doing there, like, promoting your own shit?
Yeah.
So these people, so that's why I set my privacy, so when I get tagged or somebody's trying to write on my wall, I have to approve it first.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
So that's a good thing, because otherwise it's just all this shit's on your page. I always keep my page clean, you know. It's got to be, like, no bullshit there. Anybody that posts some kind of garbage, it goes in the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't understand. It would be hard. I can't imagine being a woman, especially an attractive one, and attracting all this attention and stuff, you know. Bad attention as well as good attention.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that people should tip the housekeepers in the hotels that you go to. So Marriott Hotel recently announced it would place envelopes in more than 160,000 rooms to encourage tipping the people who clean the guest rooms. Now, look, I understand. Like, you know, on cruise ships, you're expected to tip. And they give you, like, envelopes and stuff. But there, I think it's different. Because you go for a few days, there's this same person that watches over your cabin and everything else and stuff. It's more like they look out after you and stuff. It's more than just coming in and cleaning your room.
Yeah, and when it's a different person every day and you don't... And they come when you're not there. And,
right.
Yeah.
And exactly. I mean, and besides, you know, hotels already rip us off to shreds with all the things that they charge. I mean, you go to a hotel, parking, $40 a night.
And
you know,
resort fee.
Right. Resort fees, $25 per day or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else are they going to, like, tag on? Some of them still charge you for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just looking for more ways, you know, and not only that, but when the demand goes up, bam, the prices, like, shoot up, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I think they're trying to compensate for them not paying increasing wages.
Yeah. It's the same thing though with servers, though. I mean, I feel it's the same way, you know. I mean, we're used to tipping them, and I understand why we do. But at the same time, why do I have to worry about your employee's salary when I come to eat?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Why is it my business? I'm already paying for the dinner. Mm-hmm. Put their wages into the price.
Yeah.
Because so I don't have to worry about
that's what it's like
it.
In England and
yeah.
I think Europe.
I mean, 20% is a lot of money. You know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Especially if you go for like a $1,000 dinner.
Right.
I mean, that's $200.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, $1,000 dinner, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, $100 dinner, $20.
Restaurant.
Yeah. $1,000 was a little.
Yeah. My brother went to. My brother was in Vegas. He said he went to. They tried a couple of the restaurants at Caesar's Palace. He says. So I think they already sat down. I don't know if they were just looking at the menu or whatever. And they see a steak is like $30. They figured, oh, well, you know, I mean, that's. You know, for nice restaurants, it's an okay price for a steak. Then they realize that's per ounce.
Wow.
So you get like a 6-ounce steak, that's $200.
Wow.
For one steak. Yeah. So there you go. That, you can have a $1,000 dinner right there.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. When you go to some of the...
Two people.
And especially in L.A., I mean, some of the restaurants here are just ridiculous.
Right. And then the drinks.
Yeah.
They rip you off on the drinks.
Yeah.
That's where they make their money, you know,
mm-hmm.
is on the drinks, not on the food.
Definitely.
But I don't order a lot of drinks in those places, man.
Yeah.
It's just too much money,
mm-hmm.
you know, to spend like $15 on a drink when you go to a club or something or a bar. Well, bars, I think, are a little cheaper, but that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
I can't see myself spending that kind of money on a drink.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when you have someone with you, that's $30 every time you guys order a couple mm-hmm. drinks, you know.
Definitely.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for today.
For the week.
For the week, huh? Yeah. And we'll hopefully we'll have some interesting Halloween stories on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you better.
I'll post some photos of my outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what that looks like, that Egyptian queen or whatever it is.
No, it's a flapper. It's
flapper?
Like a 20s girl. A 20s, like... I don't know how to describe it. A 1920s girl. Like I don't know.
But how? But you said Egyptian.
That's
though,
what
right?
I was gonna be.
Oh, okay. And
but
then
I'm
you changed your mind.
Yeah. Then I changed my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what flappers are then, from the 1920s.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Whatever they are.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. I'll just show you a photo.
You stumped me on that one. That doesn't happen a lot. All right. Well, thank you, Charlotte. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.